Going to the KODY phone lines now, we're pleased to welcome my good friend, Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Jerry Woodruff, joining us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Chairman Woodruff, as always, we appreciate the time, sir.
You bet. Thank you for the invitation to join. And that fog this morning contributed to me wanting to just call in this morning. So thank you for that privilege.
I can understand. I wished I could call in this morning, too.
Yeah, it's pretty dense out there, but we certainly have had some great moisture in the last week and a half, and I believe that that will go a ways towards correcting some of that drought problems that we were experiencing.
Now, you mentioned that moisture, Chairman Woodruff. I believe yesterday at the commissioner's meeting, you had unofficially asked our County Highway Superintendent, Jason Schultz, how they've been handling some of their duties and how the moisture's impacted them in terms of maintaining county roads.
Yeah, it's been a challenge in some low-lying areas, no doubt, but the crews will be working diligently to try to correct some of those problems. But by and large, as much rainfall that has fallen in some areas, you know, 6, 7, even 8 inches, I've heard in some areas of the county, the washout of the roads was a whole lot less severe than any of us expected. So that's good, but that probably also reflects how dry the ground was and how well this moisture did soak in, because most of those rains came fairly decent rates, so they were able to soak in and do some benefit.
Mr. Schultz and his deputy were front and center with you and your colleagues yesterday, Chairman Woodruff, with a couple of items on the agenda, including setting a date for the bids for the 2023 asphalt overlay projects.
Yeah, that occurs every year. As everyone knows, we try to do some, and we budget some money each year to do some overlays and try to keep up with the hard surface roads. It seems like there's never quite enough money to get as much done as we'd like to do, but Jason and Brian came up with 11.2 miles and another 2 mile alternate if the price is agreeable to add those extra 2 miles. But yeah, it's nice to get that process started so we can get that scheduled for sometime this summer.
And I believe this is Garfield that we're looking at primarily, Chairman Woodruff?
Yeah, there's 9.2 miles of Garfield Table Road that the whole road needs to have some attention to it, and we've designated 9.2 as top priority. And then Antelope Road, there's a couple of miles there that is very much in need of some repair and some resurfacing. So those are front and center as far as what we'd like to get done this year. Well, we'd like to get more than that done, but budget constraints don't allow us to go over that limit probably.
Elsewhere on the agenda, keeping it with the county highway, the road department, though, there was some conversation on a new piece of equipment for this department.
Yeah. Residents in the rural part of the county may have noticed in the last couple of years a different mowing machine in some parts of the county, a single wing, they call it a single wing rotary cutter, 14 foot wide. It's got a wing over to the right side that allows for a pass to maybe cover a little more of the road shoulder and the ditch, as opposed to that boom mower. Now, important that we have both types of mowers available, because there's some areas that the wing mower just isn't suitable for, and we need to use that other boom. But these wing mowers that we bought, we bought the first one, I think it was about 2 years ago, and liked the outcome so well that we authorized a second one to be purchased. And I think the residents, the rural residents, will notice that that should allow us to do a little more mowing and be a little more successful in keeping those trimmed up, which is a very important aspect in my mind.
Chairman Woodruff, there was a bit of a unique situation yesterday, too, with our County Treasurer. Could you tell us about this unique situation yesterday for the Lincoln County Board of Equalization?
Yeah, hats off to Alex Ruscillo for being very diligent in looking over all of the details and some of those exemptions. There were some irregularities in the application, and just a few things that needed to be cleaned up. But thanks for Alex and her office for being diligent and not just granting these exemptions without due diligence. But after examining the information and having a report from the party involved, we were able to grant the exemption and some instruction as far as making sure the paperwork is filled out well and correctly so that there's no confusion as to whether it is used for either a charitable use or, in this case, a religious organization, which we're going to grant those almost every time if it's a legitimate exemption. And but thanks to Alex and her crew for making sure that we look at those in great detail to make sure that we're following the regulations as we should.
Yeah, very diligent work by Alex and her crew, and she's in a very unique position as well to where, like yourself and your colleagues on the Board of Commissioners, technically she's an elected official.
Yes, she is, and we're very lucky to have her back from her health scare, and she does a very good job. She's got a great crew that's working with her as well, and I think the residents of Lincoln County should be very thankful that we have those individuals in place to take care of that essential service for the county.
Speaking of essential services for Lincoln County, Chairman Woodruff, you could argue that there's no service as essential as law enforcement, and Lieutenant Dan Newton was front and center yesterday with you and your colleagues on behalf of the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, we always enjoy having Lieutenant Dan, as we call him, come in. He's a great individual. We kid him quite a little bit, but
well, you have to.
He's a great asset to the county, and oftentimes when he appears before us, it's for authorizing a grant for law enforcement, and in this case, we were discussing alcohol and speed enforcement selected for Nebraska Land Days here in North Platte, during that major celebration. And it's very important that folks understand that this is a fun time. It's a very enjoyable experience for most people. A lot of families are involved. And providing safety and security for all people is very, very important. And what this grant would allow is for some overtime pay for some of the folks in law enforcement to provide that extra visibility and corrective action if needed. So, yeah, we give Lieutenant Dan a little grief every once in a while, but it's all in jest because this is a very, very, very important aspect of some of the grant money that's available, and we'll support that every time.
And it's of the utmost importance as well during the Nebraska Land Days Festival, keeping our visitors safe, keeping our public safe. It's all about safety, and great that the Sheriff's Office is able to approve this or bring this to the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners so that they could provide some assistance to the North Platte Police Department and further patrol not just the county, but a little bit more of the city during this busy time.
Yeah, exactly, and you hit the nail right on the head. It's safety and security. We want everyone to enjoy the festivities of Nebraska Land Days. It's something that North Platte is very proud of, and the people of North Platte, all the volunteers that are involved, Nebraska Land Days Board in particular. It's really important to have this be a fun and safe and secure event because it is such a great feather in the hat for Lincoln County and North Platte in particular. So, we're very indebted to Lieutenant Newton and his crew for bringing this to us each year. And like I said, we'll support that every time.
And of course, this is something that's close to your heart as well, serving as a member of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo Committee for a number of years. How are things shaping up for you in that capacity, Mr. Woodruff?
Well, it's shaping up very well. There's several work nights that have to be completed before the celebration. There's a lot of work to be done, but nice to have the moisture. Maybe having that rains now here in May, maybe we'll have a non-rain-filled celebration. I don't know whether that'll happen or not, but I guess we can always think that could happen.
Fingers crossed, at least, right?
Yeah, no, we'll... Those of us with rural ties and in the rural community, very seldom are we upset about rainfall that comes at a reasonable rate.
Yeah, got to roll with the punches. Not like there's much we can do about it. And I did see a press release this week. Actually, I think it was yesterday that came in. The rodeo committee's even getting a little bit of work out of Jeff White, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. He's a celebrity. Got his picture. And Jeff has done an awful lot of work as far as on the metal fences out there. We had another project this spring fixing up some cross fences that we had put off. We had exterior fences fairly in excellent shape, actually, and a lot of that is due to Jeff White and his good work. But, yeah, we like to give Jeff it was noted at our meeting last night that picture made Jeff look quite a little bit slimmer. I don't know whether that was an artifact or not.
You got to give Jeff a hard time when you get the chance, because if you don't take the opportunity when it presents itself, he sure will.
Yeah, he'll return it a lot quicker than you ever expected.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But, he does a great job, and we're very thankful that we've got someone with that skill set that is on our committee, and it was nice to see him get some recognition.
Very well deserved, and good guy, and we're blessed with great individuals, men and women, on that rodeo committee.
Yeah, exactly.
Chairman Woodruff, anything else you'd like to bring up this morning, sir?
Well, no, I think we covered most all of the important information. We'll continue to try to do the best, use the county taxpayer money as public tax money as well as we can, and put it to good use. Our budget time is budget season is coming up, so it'll be a very intense but a very important chore that we have ahead of us here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of busy meetings, and I guess that's kind of a little bit of karma for the past couple of weeks, because there's been some relatively light agendas or lighter agendas for you and your colleagues than what typically is front and center for you guys. So it's got to even out at some point, right?
And I don't know whether this is a fact or not, but it's been mentioned that those lighter agendas and an easier workload might be the responsibility of the chairman. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I've heard that.
I think it probably is. I would agree with that.
No, just kidding. we'll have some pretty intense months coming up here, especially around the budget.
Commissioner Woodruff, we appreciate the time as always and the great work that you and your colleagues on the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners do for our community and for the region.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you, sir.
We will talk to you again this time next week, Chairman Woodruff.
Thank you. Bye.